We welcome you to the Autoimmune Mamas podcast with Teresa and Tiffany.
We wake up every single day with the reality that our lives have been interrupted by autoimmune diseases, but there is no stopping us. We are here as two friends, two mothers, hundreds of miles apart, wanting to share our stories with you. We will talk about our wins, our struggles, and everyday life. Please join us as we take this journey.
Hi, this is Teresa. Hi, hey. Tiffany.
Hey, it's Tiffany. Hi.
How are you?
Good. It is actually, again, I'm sitting looking out at my gorgeous tree with the bloomed hydrangea, I can't say that word, but it's chilly here today.
Here too, yeah.
Is it cold?
It's not cold, August.
Well, I guess, it's all relative, right?
I don't know what cold means to you, but...
Well, yeah. I went to the grocery early this morning and my car said 62.
Oh, really?
That's cold.
It's 72 here right now.
Okay. It's probably that outside. But we were at 95 degrees yesterday.
High is going to be 72 here today. That's beautiful. I mean,
it's going to be perfect.
I don't know.
Are you going like to be able to? Oh, this is my favorite weather. Give me 70s all day long, unless I'm going to the beach. Then I want it to be hot, and then I'm going to come back to 70s. Absolutely. Are you going to get outside today to do anything?
Oh, yeah. I think we'll probably go on the boat, maybe go golfing, hit some balls. I'm going to be in like a golf tournament, not tournament, but a fundraiser. I haven't golfed in 30 years.
When's the last time you golfed?
I think 30 years probably. I do have my golf club still. Yeah, that's good. I used to be a very good golfer. Really, I haven't golfed in a long time. And, you know, maybe that's good that I haven't, because then muscle memory won't come into play and I won't really golf crappy.
The many talents of Teresa.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I had an idea just like for a topic of talking about positive thinking. You know, what's the benefit of positive thinking? I mean, we all know we need to think positively, but you know, what does it mean? And then that led me to, well, it's really like, are you a glass half full or a glass half empty person?
Are you asking me that question?
That's kind of the topic.
I would like to think I'm a glass half full, right? Yeah. Glass half full for sure. Came up with there's a good little definition of what a positive attitude is. Here, a positive attitude is one where you believe and expect things will work out.
That's perfect. You're totally a glass. Yeah, you definitely have a positive attitude.
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah,
I mean, I know.
You look at everyone from time to time.
Yes.
Your brain can go down the drain, and you get in a funk. I call it a funk. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's just human nature.
Oh, for sure. But I think if you look at the overall, I think we're both glass half full. I think we're both. I like the definition of the positive thinker. I think we both fall into that for sure. Do you know a glass half empty? I mean, there are people, right? Debbie Downers. I mean, is that what?
And you, Debbie Downers. And it's, you know, those are the people you don't want to hang around that much, because it's really kind of puts a damper on your whole thing, your day. I don't know, just the whole, if you're out, if you're about whatever you're doing and they're a downer, it just kind of puts a kibosh on that.
Well, it does. And you know, study after study, they demonstrate that both half glass half full, glass half empty, it's really hard to say, They both can impact your physical and mental health, and obviously being a positive thinker is going to be the better of the two.
Yes. Really, I think the more you hang around people that aren't positive thinkers, it rubs off on you.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And this is crazy, but I read that people who are optimistic have a significantly lower risk of dying from several major like medical complications, heart disease, stroke, cancer, infections, respiratory issues. So like the glass half full positive people, they have a lower risk of dying from those. And then they have like proven benefits, a better quality of life, higher energy, faster recovery, fewer colds, and of course, lower rates of depression.
Uh-huh.
Better stress management, longer lifespan. I mean, hello, who wants to be glass half empty after you hear all of that?
No, for sure. I actually think people that are negative thinkers, they don't even realize they're doing that, and they can't get themselves out of that funk. That's how they live from day to day.
Right. That's a good point. And you know what I think exemplifies like the positivity? I'm thinking of you with this, like, if you're positive thinking is not going to make like life magic. It's not going to disappear all your problems. Right.
Oh, right.
But like,
oh, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have problems, but like someone who's a positive thinker, you're going to approach hardships differently and you're going to be able to manage problems better and be more productive in that way. And that like that makes me think of you. You know, and, well, and your MS, like it does, yeah. You know, yeah, like with MS, yeah. And just how you approach and how you manage, like you do that way because you're a positive thinker. Hands down, that's just you.
Well, I'm sure there is a link, and I'm sure there's scientific study and statistics that say that positive thinking, you know, helps people live longer, cures.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. I think it actually cures some diseases. I'm not saying you go out there and think positive and your disease is going to be gone. Do you believe in miracles?
I do.
Okay. So there's a lot of miracles out there. There's a lot of people walking around that have had cancer or what have you, and all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah. I do agree with what you're saying. And on the flip side of that, I think if you're a negative thinker, you can put yourself into the ground a whole lot faster.
Yep.
Right. So yes. Both sides of that, I think. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Impacting on both sides.
Not only that, having a positive attitude works hand in hand with the law of attraction.
Which yes, means I like that. Yes.
What you think most about, you attract.
Oh, I love it.
That's desirable, right? To be around positive people.
Well, just like you said, no one wants to be around that negativity. So you're going to repel. The negative's going to repel, you know? So
yeah.
Sure. You know, think of like who the people that you spend most of your time with and you enjoy being with. They're positive people for the most part.
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
You said, we are. So I'm like, all right, so if we have Debbie Downers, I'm sorry, that's just all I can think of.
Well, no, I like that term because everyone knows what that means, okay? Let's
right.
Be realistic about it.
So if you're a Debbie Downer or if you tend to lean on the side of glass half empty, like how do you think positive thoughts? Like how do you achieve achieve the opposite, right? Like how do you get over to the other side? Because I'm like, okay, sure, I hear this, but I'm like, how do you fix it? What do you do? And it's funny, it's you do a lot of the things we've talked about on our podcasts.
Okay, positive. How do you flip that?
Yeah, how do you flip it?
You have to think positive every day. You have to turn
that's it. That's
it.
That's right.
You have to start, you know, like, okay, have you ever done something and said to yourself, now that was stupid?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that? Okay.
We were just talking about a little car accident I had a couple weeks ago.
So that's
that was
talk.
Stupid.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's negative talk. You told me that story and I would say to you, well, Tiffany, that is stupid. Okay. So how does that's the same what you're doing to yourself.
Right. So So this is interesting. This kind of will highlight my personality a little bit. So it happened, right? I run into like a stationary wall. Oh, it makes me laugh. Anyone who knows me knows I wreck any vehicle I drive. So I run into this wall and I didn't immediately think, oh my gosh, how dumb. What I immediately thought was, oh, phew, thank goodness the wall didn't fall down. Thank goodness I didn't damage, like it's that silver lining. So I do really think most of the time I go to the silver lining. Well, and it could just be that I wreck a lot of cars and I'm like, oh, it could have been worse. But you know, like I didn't immediately go, oh my gosh, this is awful. Life's over, blah, blah, blah. Like I immediately went to, oh my gosh, that could have been worse. Thank goodness X, Y, and Z didn't happen. And I think that's positive thinking.
Yep.
To find that silver lining. And I know that's hard to do. Oh my gosh, that's super hard. But I think I sometimes, I don't know, I would like to think I jump to that faster than the negativity.
So it's all about the words you choose.
Right.
Right. So this is a little bit of something what I was reading. So rather than saying I can't, you say I can. You say situation rather than problem.
Ooh, I like that.
How about that? Saying challenge instead of situation would be even better because challenge implies there's a solution.
Yes, I love that. I want a solution.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. So if you change the words you use, then you start thinking more positive.
Yes.
You can't help not to.
Right.
Have you ever been in a bad mood and you've been with somebody that's in a really good mood, and just because they're in a really good mood, it's made you be in a better mood.
For sure. Well, I've done it with you. That. Like I've maybe like before we've podcasted or I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got to do this, or I've just kind of been like in more of my head a little bit. And then I get on and I podcast and I always feel better after we do this, it works that way for me. But I, you know what else? Like practicing gratitude and keeping that gratitude journal. So we've talked about that. So I have to say, I started my gratitude journal January 1st with you. It is August. I am still doing my gratitude journal every single day.
Oh, way to go.
Can you believe it? Like I've stuck with that.
I believe that because you're kind of persistent doing things like that. Unlike I am. But no, I believe that. I believe that's great.
So I took that to heart many months ago when we talked about it. But if you start your day or even end your day with what you're thankful for or grateful for, like it's an optimistic thing. It puts you in a good headspace.
Yep. I like that. There's a quote that says, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
Yes. Yes. That's all in your head. That right there. That's it. We have to put that quote on our page because I look at our page and I think that's probably one of my all-time favorites. And you know, I'm the quote person, but like that's one of my all-time favorites.
Oh yeah, you are. Yes.
So I have something that just popped into my head. So open yourself to humor. So that makes you more positive when you laugh.
Yeah.
So my sister, it was this game we played where we would pretend, or we called it a fake laugh, until it turned into a real laugh. So this is the craziest thing. We were kids. I've not thought about this for 20 years, but like if you're grumpy and then you just start to pretend to laugh, like it turns into real laughter eventually. We did that as a kid. What was our...
I love that.
Just so strange that popped into my head, but it works. Like, I don't even know where it came from, why we did it, how it started, but we call it fake laugh until you really laugh. That's what we did. I have no idea where it came from. Isn't that crazy?
So
but it works.
I love that. That is very cool. I got to remember that when I bump into somebody that's crabby or grumpy. Have you ever like been a little grumpy and someone tells you like your crabby pants are grumpy?
Yeah.
So it kind of makes you think about it, but it kind of makes you laugh and then you snap out of it.
It does. Right. And that's humor, right? That's like humor. It's pulling you out. Oh, so I love that. And then so a couple other things to boost, you know, put you towards the positive side. You've just said it. Practice positive self-talk. You've said that. Like what we say to ourselves, and that quote you said is just, yes, love it. Spend time with positive people. Yep. I already talked about that. Like being around positive people improves your self-esteem and helps you reach goals. And have you heard that thing, like who you surround yourself with? I don't even know how to explain it. Like you need to surround yourself with uplifting people, and who, what you're around is what you become.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
That's that whole law of attraction too, which is really interesting. Let's go back to Joe Dispenza.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Go onto YouTube, and he's got a bunch about law of attraction, positive attitude. Very interesting to listen to him. You know, he talks about, you know, how you are as a person, what you think about daily. You know, 90% of people think the same thoughts as they did yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Just by
hearing that, 90%. So you got to get yourself out of that
pattern.
Yes.
Out of the habit.
Exactly.
And we've talked about those affirmations too, looking at in the mirror. And like, obviously that was probably one of our first podcasts, but when you like start off each day, so when you're doing those affirmations, like tell yourself it's going to be a great day. Like, you know, and they said, make that your morning routine, and then listen to happy music on the way to work, boost it there, and then get to work and give someone a compliment, right? So start making those things a more of a pattern to get out of the bad habits.
When you think about how much your attitude affects other people, it's pretty deep, really. Yes. Like from home to your children, your spouse, your partner, your work people. I mean, I've gone into work before crabby.
Crabby pants. Miss
Crabby pants. And not here, but I'm sure I have done it here. My other job. And you know, when someone calls you out on it and says, why are you so crabby today? It's unusual for you to be that way. Or then it makes you think, because like, you know how much of an impact you have on other people that surround you when you're that way.
Right. Absolutely. And I've seen it here in my home. You know, Chuck will say, gosh, when your anxiety is high, I feed off of that. And he's like, then my anxiety goes even higher. And I don't think in general, I'm a super anxious person, excuse me, but there are times, and he is more of an anxious person. So just me like adding a little spark, you know, to that fire, it can put him over the edge. And what you said definitely resonates with me, and just how we are transmitting, you know, our emotions or how we are, it definitely impacts those around us.
Hopefully by listening to this podcast, it's going to make people think about their attitude and how it impacts other people.
Absolutely. And I think in the world right now, you know, how to stay positive when things are going wrong, for a lack of better word, you know, when things are going wrong, how to stay positive. And some of the suggestions we've given are ways to do that. But I will say, if you feel like that you're consumed by negative thoughts, or, you know, they're controlling your emotions, or you just can't get out of that negative cycle. excuse me, guys, my voice is going a little bit, but there is such thing as positive psychology, right? Or therapy, or there are ways to benefit from medical help if you're just stuck, if you're stuck in that negative space.
Yes. Yep. I agree. You know, sometimes it's just hard to get out of that place, and seeking some help is not a bad way to go. to get there. And there's a lot of good in counseling.
Oh, for sure. You know? And just, you know, your mental health is as important as your physical health. And if you need to transform those negative emotions into positive ones, therapy is definitely an approach.
And hang around positive people.
Absolutely. And fake laugh until you really laugh.
Or whatever. I'm going to talk about that all day today. I love that. I love it.
What on earth? And, you know, I will say it's easy to fall into the trap because there's like 60 negative emotions in the subconscious.
Oh, okay.
60. Okay. So I don't know how many positive, because I didn't find anything about that. But if you just think about all that you have to overcome to stay positive. So you need to work on it. You need to make sure you're doing what you need to do to stay positive.
Yeah, I agree. This is good. This is a good podcast about being positive, especially during, like you said, a time where it's tough out there for a lot of people.
With right.
What's going on with COVID? And it's back to school time, right? I mean,
it is.
This is if at all times you could be positive, this is it. Like for your, it's a stressful time for kids to go back to school too right now. And so if anyone needs a little boost in positive thinking, it's your kids right now. They're excited about going to school. Keep that excitability up in them because it's a fun time for them. This is supposed to be a fun time for them.
Right. And, you know, check yourself, make sure you're not adding to the problem, and
yes, yep.
And be open to humor and even your lifestyle. This is a time of change. So get better sleep and change your eating. It all goes hand in hand. Everything yes, we talk yes. about, and you can think more positively if you feel better. And if you're doing the right things to make yourself feel better, and there's just so much power in positive thinking. And I like that you brought the school topic up because my kids have been with me since March of 2020. So we're at August of 21. So it's been a lot of months that we've been together, and I've got to find the silver lining. I need to keep thinking and talking positively about this and focusing on the positive thinking with all of the change that's coming for us. So I appreciate you bringing that up, because I'm not going into a positive space, or I haven't been in a positive space about this. So I definitely, I'm glad we chatted about this today, because I need to work on that.
Yeah. And it keeps you healthy, right? Being positive.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, especially the kids need that right now, because there's going to be a lot of separation anxiety for a lot of these kids.
Yeah.
Because they've been around the family and been at home for a long time now, like you mentioned. So it's just something to be aware of, your positive attitude. Let it shine through to your home, to your whole entire family, because everyone needs a dose of that right now. And we can continue to be this way, for a long time coming, for sure.
I love it. Yes. Everyone go out there and put positive thinking into practice. And hopefully you'll see benefits. And I can't say anything else. There's nothing more. Go practice positive thinking. Try to do it every day.
Hey, how about this? How about when everyone comes home from school, when you're sitting around the dining room table eating, everyone shares a positive thought for the day?
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's going to just open up conversation and keep things in the right direction and be a stress relief. And that's a great, great idea. And I'm actually going to do that.
I think I'm going to do that too.
Right. All you don't have to have kids coming home from school.
Right.
Sit around
with other adults. You don't
exactly
do it with other adults. You know, we spend a lot of time on our phones and really not talking to each other from day to day. And it's a good time to get back to that, to get back to having conversations, being positive. It's awesome. It's good. This is an awesome podcast. I really like this.
Me too. Again, a little topic thrown out there. Positive thinking can turn into something really big, and it's thought provoking, and it definitely changes my attitude. So hopefully the listeners get something out of it as well.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast.
And yes, have a great day, and we will see you next time.
All right. Take care.
We appreciate you spending this time with us and hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, The Autoimmune Mamas. Never forget that the disease does not define who you are. You are strong and you are amazing. This is Teresa and Tiffany signing off for now. Hope to see you next time. Have a great day.
The available podcast, Autoimmune Mamas, has been produced for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice and does not create any type of professional relationship between the audience and the presenters.